Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And we invite the Holy Spirit in to live in us, dwell in us, and be here with us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, there was quite a fiery section there from the book of Exodus, when Moses suddenly found that he was faced with a burning bush. The bush was on fire, but it wasn't actually being consumed. Now, bushes there in Israel, and I've been there many times, they do sometimes just set alight. It's like our gum trees, you know, just something happens. But you know, how many of us will stop and think, hang on, what's going on here? Because sometimes it's an ordinary thing that happens, but it doesn't get our attention. God is trying to get our attention. But sometimes we think, that's just a normal thing. You see, Moses was inquisitive enough that he would go and have a look. But let's have a look at why he would have been so inquisitive. Now, there's a saying, the old is in the new concealed. The old is in the new concealed and the new is in the old revealed, and vice versa as far as the Old and New Testaments go. Because if you understand the Hebrew thing behind it all, you will understand what was happening here. Whenever God was present, the presence of God, there was always fire. How do we know that Cain, who killed Abel, if you remember correctly, why did Cain say, but my sacrifice was not accepted, but you accepted Abel's and it was all this fruit and veg compared to mine, which was meat. But he had the wrong attitude. But we know, and he knows, that it was not accepted because Abel's was consumed by fire. And every time God came down, there was fire. What happened at Pentecost? You reckon you remember? Tongues of fire. Now, this is a very interesting section here. There's a fire in the bush and it's not consumed, but there's a voice, the voice of God, saying, Moses, Moses. God knows our name. So it was only when Moses turned to look at this bush that God called his name. Because sometimes God is trying to get our attention. He's calling us into some sort of ministry. Moses was 80 years old at the time. None of you are exempt from being called by God, even this very morning. You're all called. So there's something going on in the bush, and God gets his attention. And then God calls his name. God knows our names, and he knows what's going on in each of our lives. He is a personal God, and we have a personal relationship with him. Now, where was Moses at the time? He was a shepherd for his father-in-law, Jethro. And he was in this big, the outback area. He was in an outback area. And the outside of the outback was Mount Horeb, which is where he was standing. Not quite on the mount, but below. Where this burning bush was, God said to him, you will know I've called you when you come back this way with the Israelites. I don't know if you heard that in the reading. When you come back here. So in other words, he's going to come back to Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb is also known as Mount Sinai. And it is the mount where God gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. And what happened then? There was a massive fire. The whole mountain burnt. And God said, tell the people to stay down there. You come up. I'm going to give you the commandments. And then when Moses came down, this is when there was all that fire on the mountain. Once again, the presence of God showing us the divine presence. So now Moses sees this fire. Now we can see there's something going on here. There's fire showing presence of God. There's getting our attention. There's God knowing who we are, personal God. And then God says to him, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Wherever the presence of God is, even if it's in your bathroom where you pray, that is holy ground. I'm not telling you to go bare feet into your bathroom. However, there is something very interesting about this barefootedness. Did you know that in the Jewish custom, priests never wore shoes? So God is saying, take off your shoes. Take off your pride. Take off the nonsense that's keeping you back. I'm calling you. What did Jesus do to the disciples on the last night when he was betrayed? He said, let me wash your feet. Why? Because he was showing he was humble, yes, and this is how you serve. But the big thing, most of us, Western people don't see, is that it's a Hebraic thing, a thing the Jews do. They take off their shoes to go into ministry. So Jesus made them take off their shoes to wash their feet, to anoint them for ministry so that they can go out in their calling. And this is what happened to Moses. He had to take off his shoes because God was getting him ready for ministry, as he does for all of us. Now, the calling of God, the getting ready, the equipping. Then God says, I have seen their tears and I've heard what the Egyptians are doing to them. It's a personal God. He knows, he sees, and he knows our name. And then he says something. He says, so I have come down. Verse 8. Oh man, do not let God come down. He means business when he comes down. It's like our fathers used to say, don't let me get up from here. Don't let me get up. So God is saying, I have come down. When else did he come down? Tower of Babel, the words, let us go down. That was what God said. When else? When God said, let us go and tell Abraham, we're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. When else did he come down? When he came down as the Son of Man, Jesus the Savior, when we said, Emmanuel, he is with us. That is when God came down. And God came down this time. This is big business. Now, just to put you even more into the picture, when the fire happened on the mountain, the Jews call it Shavuot. It's Pentecost, as we know it. So almost 1,446 years, to be exact, after the first fire on the mountain is when Pentecost happened. It's every year the same thing, and it's always with the fire. So we see God keeps to his word. How long did it take for Moses to get back to this mountain? Probably 2 years. 47 days walking into Egypt. Begging Pharaoh. We don't know how long that took. About a year of all the things that were happening, you know, the plagues, and about 47 days back. So it's around about a 2 year. So we see it was spot on since the burning bush. Spot on, 2 years later. So we see when God calls us, he equips us. Then he said to Moses, I will go with you. Moses said, but who do I say you are? And he said, I am who I am. Now, in the Hebrew, it is Hayeh Asher Ayeh. And it's the same letters used as in the word Yahweh. I am the one who always was and always will be. So now Moses knows who this is. How would Moses have known it if he was a shepherd for his father-in-law? Because the first 40 years, Moses lived in Egypt. But right in the beginning, his mother was his nurse, although he was living with the Egyptians. And his mother would have told him, we have a God of the covenant, the God of Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. God told Moses those same words this particular day. And Moses knew, right, okay, he's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But what's his real name? I am who I am. Aye, Asher, aye. So now he knows, and now he's able to go. But there's something very interesting. When God called Moses, he didn't just think, oh, okay, God's calling. He said something in Hebrew. He said, Hineni. Hineni means, I am here and I'm listening. Now, how many of us, when we hear God call, say, I'm here and I'm listening? Most of us argue a little with God. We don't really want to do that. We don't really want to give up. So Moses had 40 years in Egypt, 40 years as a shepherd. He was actually quite comfortable with the sheep, learning to be a shepherd, quite comfortable. But now God calls him out of his comfort zone. And that's exactly what God will always do. He will call us out of our comfort zones. We need to say, Hineni, we are here, we are listening, and then we follow and we go where God wants us to go. And this brings us to that gospel reading. When Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. He wasn't calling Peter Satan. He was meaning that Peter was allowing himself to become almost a blockage for Jesus going to the cross. And Satan wanted to stop Jesus going to the cross. And then he said, you have the mind of man rather than having a mind on the divine things. So this is our challenge for today. Is, are we going to see when God calls us? Are we going to see that bush burning? You won't see it and perceive it and know it unless you have a personal relationship and you continually seeking God. Then you can say, Hineni, I'm here. I'm listening. Where do you want me to go? Then he's going to say, let me anoint you for ministry. Take aside your shoes, anything that keeps you back. Put it aside. And then you come and you follow me. That's what he is saying. And there are many of you here today. You have ministry in this church. You have ministry with the Sunday school. You have ministry helping other people. Are you going to allow yourself to be used? Because you know what? The God who came down is the same God who will come down again to fetch his bride. Are we ready for that? Let's pray. Father God, you have said in your gospel that we are to take up our cross and follow you. Lord, we cannot take it up and follow you unless we are looking for you, unless we are hearing our name, unless we are anointed, and unless you go with us. So, Lord God, we say today, Hineni, here I am, and I'm listening. Take me, Lord, and use us so that we can fulfill the ministry you have for each one of us. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.